My name is Heather Ames. I am a research scientist at the Celeste Science of Learning Center at Boston University, and I work on a lot of technology transfer and applications of neuroscience.
And
my name is Max Versace. I'm from the same center, Celeste, Boston University, MIT and Brandeis. And I also work in technology transfer. In particular, my latest passion is to study the brain and transfer insights from the brain to build smarter chips.
Computer chips.
Computer chips.
I was going to say.
to an Englishman, that's suddenly imagining, do you want smarter fish as well?
No.
So technology transfer, what exactly does that mean? What do you
think? So we want to take...
Translation.
Yeah, we want to take the information that we learn from studying how people learn to build better technologies.
Okay, and how does play fit into all of that? Because it sounds like play is the stuff you don't do when you're learning. I know that's wrong, but...
But you are learning when you play.
Right.
So exactly. So looking at how children may play and learn from the playing can help us to understand how learning is developed in general.
One of our objectives is to build smarter machines. And if you look at machines, you know, robots that you can buy in stores or automatic answering centers, you find that they're fairly rigid. And with respect to humans, those machines, they don't learn, they are not plastic. And what is our main characteristic of a human brain or animal brain is their ability to change with respect to the environment. So we are studying how animals and people change with respect to the environment, and we are trying to transfer those insights in machines so that we can build better machines, machines that are able to interact with humans in a smarter way.
How did you get into this business in the first place? I mean, why are you in science at all?
Why am I in science
yes.
at all?
I'm curious.
Wow. That's a tough question.
Teacher, parents, family?
I think it's a combination of curiosity and good teachers. I had really good... I had really good female math teachers when I was in school, in grade school, and they sort of mentored me. So I always moved towards math and science.
Okay.
Because of teachers.
And you?
Well, I was interested in all kinds of science, but then I started thinking, well, what is the ultimate science that I want to study? And, you know, I thought about physics, math, but then I say, I use my brain for all these sciences, so what if I study the brain itself as the main topic of my scientific career, so I can understand how physics, mathematics works, because it's the product of our brain, ultimately.
Okay, so you talked to lots of the other researchers from the other SLCs as well?
Mm-hmm.
How do you find that kind of interactive experience?
One of the things that we do is we have an annual conference. Just this past May, we hosted in Boston. We bring together the graduate students and postdocs from all of the SLCs to come and share their research and talk about it and work on trying to bridge gaps across the different SLCs. So at first it was a bit challenging because studying the brain is so interdisciplinary in its nature. So we have to look at it from... For us, a computational perspective and computer science and neuroscience. And then we have other people more interested in education and learning and child development. And so we had to all come together to sort of open a discussion. And so we try to do that with this annual meeting that we have each year.